This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
You gotta love computers. Our computer board in there, it's brand new. It's like 6 months old, big fancy one, just died. So then you go to the backup. That's just crazy how technology works. Mark Rendaz is here with us. And I've studied the law, I've studied the Constitution, I've studied trade, I've talked to top law firms across the country about what's happening. Conservatives like myself, libertarians, the Democrats say, we're going to get you off air, we're going to destroy you. So we're going to sue you, we're going to lie about you, we're going to demonize you, and we're going to take you off all these giant web platforms and now banking platforms. And this is what real authoritarian regimes, communists and fascists, do. So Mark Rendaza is a constitutional First Amendment lawyer. And I want to get more into this because the way they're gleefully in the New York Times and everywhere saying, yay, the fall of Alex Jones, yay, bankrupting, yay, PayPal, and you know, oh, it's their values, while Silicon Valley is in bed with China and total authoritarians and working with Democrats that have hearings saying, we want Alex Jones off the air. They're like, we're working on that. And then they just go, hate speech. And then meanwhile, we'll talk about this next segment. All the radical Islamic groups, the pedophile groups, they can all operate just fine. It's something I'm saying. It's something I'm doing, Mark.
Well, it's something you did, I believe. I was as surprised as anybody when Madam Hillary did not get her throne as promised to her. And, you know, when it came out later that you had how many viewers and what your reach was like, I don't think anybody can deny the fact that you were very influential in the 2016 election. And if you can knock out people like you who reach people that they cannot control the message to, that gives them an advantage. I mean, it's good politics if you just look at it from a Machiavellian standpoint. What do you expect?
And if they get away with it, they're going to expand it, as you were telling me this morning.
Well, here's the thing. If these companies get away with it, you know, and they think that at least ostensibly the Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee is democratic. They have people who are at least somewhat politically accountable. But, you know, what happens when the day when Twitter and PayPal and Facebook all say, well, that was nice when we did that favor for the Democrats, but now it's time for us to do something that's just for us. And then you have these companies that are unaccountable to anybody, that control so much of the media, they control so much of the marketplace of ideas, they control the entire de facto public square. What do you do when they are drunk with power and they decide that the next move they're going to do is to essentially shut down any congressman who might vote for something that would regulate them? What do you do when they decide, the four of them get together and decide who they want to anoint to be president next time? And they're simply not going to allow any opposition speech. I mean, this is a really dangerous moment. They're making their move. And if we don't stop them now, I don't know that we're going to be able to.
Mark, you're right. And I think they're drunk with power now. And, I mean, you see that Google wouldn't show up to Congress to testify. And now the head of Google, who's on video and they lost the election, saying, oh, God, we're going to stop this next election. We'll make sure we have proper governance now. We have all their internal memos and emails. He gets up and says, we don't censor any conservatives. That is a bald-faced lie. But see, they play the game. Oh, you're not censored for being conservative. You're being censored because we say you're hateful.
Right. And you know what? I challenge anybody who's used the term hate speech non-ironically, and I look you in the eye right now and I call you a liar, because that term doesn't mean a damn thing except speech I don't like. There is no definition for it. It's a very nice thing. It's like just, you know, you can call somebody anything you want. It's a nice, convenient term, but it doesn't mean anything. And because if it did, I can think of a lot of people that I would kick offline if they fit that. You know, people complain about China's numerical social score. I tell you what, that's horrible. But at least it's quantifiable. At least it's got math behind it. At least you can look at it, and it's a system where you know...
Stay right there. We're going to play that short Watson piece on James Woods and then go right back to Mark Rondazzo, who's making some amazing points. Back in 60 seconds.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Actor James Woods is in Twitter jail for posting a satirical meme. He tweeted this image, a trio of beta men wearing soy grins, telling Democrat men not to vote so that a woman's vote will count for more. A message that only a complete idiot would take seriously. The tweet was 2 months old, almost certainly meaning that a brigade of leftists engaged in targeted harassment by digging up the old tweet and mass reporting it. Woods' girlfriend Sarah Miller then posted a screenshot showing Twitter had locked Woods out of his account for tweeting something, quote, misleading in a way that could impact an election. I'll tell you what's going to impact an election. You suspending someone with 1.7 million followers over a meme weeks before an election. That's election meddling. I'll tell you what's going to impact an election. Google executives literally scheming in secret how they can manipulate the AI of their search results so Donald Trump can't win again.
What can we do to lead to maybe a better quality of governance?
That's election meddling. Facebook suspending the organizer of a march for black people and LGBT people who've become disenfranchised with the left. That's election meddling. And how many more times do I have to read this kind of crap from the legacy media?
There's no evidence that either Google or Facebook systematically discriminate against conservatives.
Bull. Anyone who uses social media with any regularity knows that conservatives are discriminated against on a daily frigging basis. Peter Fonda can call for putting Barron Trump in a cage with pedos and absolutely nothing happens to his account. Yet Alex Jones is rude to a CNN reporter, boo-hoo, and he's banned forever. Sarah Jeong can literally tweet race hate and then she gets verified by Twitter, while James Woods is placed on lockdown for posting a satirical meme.
Oh, but there's no discrimination against conservatives. Give me a break.
So now anything deemed misleading by the Twitter gods that could impact an election is a bannable offence. Oh, you mean like when David Hogg told an audience of Canadians to vote in the U.S. midterm elections?
Turn that shame into your vote. I think Canadians can donate to political campaigns in the United States.
Is that misleading? Yes. It's illegal. Could it impact an election? Yes. Was David Hogg suspended for it? Of course not. No one should be suspended because this is a stupid precedent. Anyone who's political is trying to impact an election either way, and any information can arbitrarily be deemed misleading depending on your political bias. But since every social media platform is owned and run by far-left monoculture hysterics in Silicon Valley, you can guess who's gonna get punished and who's going to get away with it. James Woods was obviously targeted because he's a conservative with a huge following. So yes, big tech giants are discriminating against conservatives. And Trump's newly announced executive order investigating big tech's bias needs to be acted upon quickly. Otherwise, before long, like James Woods, we're all going to be silenced.
Now, President Trump, as we told you a month ago, is writing executive orders to try to go after big tech. Oh, but the Washington Post came out and said, oh, the White House is pushing back. You mean your moles inside? Well, I'm told the president's getting ready on executive orders on banking discriminating against conservatives. That is basic ability to buy and sell. Can you imagine saying you won't take somebody's money because you're black at a lunch counter? Mark Randazzo, top constitutional First Amendment lawyer, joins us for this segment. The next, Mark, recap what you said earlier because it's so important about where we are historically and the abuse accelerating and where you think this is going. It's clearly election meddling. And then get back into why the deep state left is so angry that their heir apparent, the queen, didn't win and what you expect they're going to do now.
Look, where we are in history. Yeah, I remember when I first started studying constitutional law and I learned about the Red Scare and learned about how if anybody was in any way connected to the Communist Party, they would get driven out of society. They'd get lose their jobs, perhaps lose their homes, find themselves a pariah. And I said, you know, that's a terrible thing. And then it expanded, of course, like any witch hunt. It's not just someone who's provably a witch, but it's somebody you just don't like that you can paint with that brush. And I said to myself, you know, if I had been alive back then, I hope I would have stood up and done something. Well, as a liberal with a capital L, when I saw this starting to happen at conservatives here, I said, you know, this is the same thing as McCarthyism. It's the same thing. And those of us who don't stand up against it, I think shame on us. So that's where we are right now. But the problem is we've got that. This is so pernicious because these companies don't just own the major amount of the communication, a major amount of the public square that we have now. But anytime somebody launches a competitor or some other company, they buy it up and or make sure that they ban it. You know, for example, Gab is a competitor to Twitter. That didn't last very long before Google Play and Apple banned it from their stores. Why? Because this is going to challenge their paradigm. They want to make sure that they have a cartel of companies that control all of the communication, that control politics.
And you just said the key word. What's illegal is like when oil companies had cartels, that's even worse than monopolies. Those are oligopolies working as cartels or combines. And I've talked to all the big law firms. This, what they're doing, colluding and admitting they're colluding, is so illegal. And then celebrating conservatives being banned in thousands of publications and so-called mainstream media running around and tattling on people and then denying to Congress anybody's being censored. That's the whopper of this, Mark Randazzo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that wuss from CNN who was out championing getting you banned. You know, if you don't like Alex Jones's ideas, then counter them. If you don't like Alex Jones's statements, then refute them. Make fun of them. But when I see media, when I see a reporter championing censorship, and then what? And then you're rude to him in real life, so they ban you from their platform. Come on, man. I mean, that is just disgraceful.
By the way, Mark, what would you do if you see him going in the hearing and he's bragged and he's gotten me banned and gotten book deals killed and they're calling me a Nazi and lying about me, too, which, by the way, is very hateful. A lying calls somebody a Nazi when they're not. I mean, this guy's a monster. And all I said is, I think you're a monster and you ought to talk. And he wouldn't. And then they said, oh, you were mean to him. I mean, he's a public figure doing his job in public. The Democrats chain themselves to things, yell and scream, pie people in the face. All I did was just say, you're like the Hitler Youth burning books, buddy, which he is.
I don't think there was anything wrong with what you said to him. I mean, you know, quite honestly, in a completely just world, you'd have busted him one in the teeth. But, you know, that's illegal, too. So I
Well, don't think I didn't have fantasies about it. But I wouldn't do it because I'm not going to lower myself to his level.
Now, the fact that you restrained yourself from doing that, I applaud you for that. But, you know, he's a real big shot while he's got CNN behind him. And, you know, hey, right now he just won. I mean, this is Paris night in 1940 right now for free speech. But, you know, the problem I'm really having is that nobody wants to cross the aisle. You know, not many people. There's a few liberals out there who are upset about this as well because we've been on the other side of it. And they, what a short memory people have. And this justification that I keep hearing is, Well, if people are spewing lies and hate speech, it's like, well, first of all, if you're going to have lies as the benchmark for censorship, then let's go put chains across the doors of the New York Times right now.
Well, that's the thing. I have a lot of conservatives that you warned about this going, we got to boycott them. And I can't make myself do it. I have this chivalry that my ideas are better than theirs. I can't start calling for them. But I'm telling you, a lot of folks are going in that direction now, and I'm worried about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's eventually what's going to happen, because we're going to have to just divide into tribes, and you're going to have to pick a team, and then it's going to be civil war. I mean,
that's what our first president warned of. He warned of tribalism and factions, George Washington.
And what people don't, you know, what I just, it frustrates me to no end when I see people who try to say, yeah, but this is different. It's not different. It's, you know, I mean, people ask me, whose speech would you defend? And who is beneath you? And I said, nobody's beneath me. Speech is such an American value. This is what it means to be an American. The marketplace of ideas. You know, read your Oliver Wendell Holmes.
That's right. Stay there. We'll come back and talk about that. And again, big tech and the mega banks allied with China, they're not trying to destroy America. They're trying to eat it. They're absorbing us. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We launched
in Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, our Apple app, we launched it just a month or so ago, and obviously they've now banned that. But if you downloaded it, you still have it on your phone. The Android app has millions of downloads, over 2.5 million downloads right now. It's exploded, Infowars.com/app. And if they ban that, you'll still have it on your Android, at least for a few years, or until you update your phone. So Infowars.com/app. But we took the ad that Savannah and Drew put together a month or so ago for the apps, and then since one of them got banned, the Apple version, we made a satirical little piece. So here it is.
Hey guys, my name is Savannah Hernandez, and if you're always on the go like me, then you're not always tied to your computer or TV. So we just released our free InfoWars official app. The InfoWars official app includes all of our live broadcasts, like War Room with Owen Schroyer, Real News with David Knight, and the holy grail of podcasts and radio, The Alex Jones Show. And the best part about the InfoWars official app is that every single time we go live, you get notifications so that you never miss a beat. So whether you're in the car or on a run, this app makes it easy to keep the InfoWar right in your pocket. So what are you waiting for? Download
the InfoWars. Not so fast, InfoWars. Apple banned your app.
I help too.
Oliver.
We hate free speech.
You know, we joke about this, but these guys really are villains, and they think they're going to beat America. They're going to beat free speech. But if every listener tells everybody about the local AM and FM station they're listening to, the local UHF, VHF cable, we've literally, I don't want to exaggerate, since we got banned, we've gotten 50-something radio stations. A bunch of them are in number one, you know, stations in big markets. I mean, just huge stations we're getting. A whole bunch of new TV stations. But again, the tech giants are moving in on our banking, able to fund ourselves, the products we sell. It's insane. And I was talking to Mark Randazzo this morning, and he said, you know, it isn't about Soros, it isn't about any of this. He said, he goes, really, it's about the current tech giants thinking they know best and they can run your life. And that's really the narrative here is the truth. So you said it very eloquently. Can you repeat for the viewers and listeners really this American moment right now? And we're facing this high-tech tyranny. They think we're all a bunch of ne'er-do-wells, that a bunch of troglodytes, a bunch of hayseeds that don't get it. But, I mean, this really is the true face of corruption and monopoly and control we're facing. And if we just wake up to it and realize what it is and unify as a people, that we're going to win. They picked me because I'm a colorful character, and they've edited me out of context to be that first domino. And they think people will swallow the poison pill because they just think it's Alex Jones. But quantify it like you did this morning.
Well, that's what it is. It's the new Red Scare. And yes, they're going to, you know, it's easy to sell let's ban Alex Jones because, hey, half the country is freaked out by you. Half the country can't stand you. And half the country is very upset with your effect on the 2016 election. So, you know, you talk to these people and they say, well, that's fine. He sucks anyway. Well, that isn't the point. You know, you shouldn't even get to that point. The point is we have to protect the robust marketplace of ideas. We have to, and if we just give that away, we're going to give that away to this little cartel of companies and say, well, these companies can do whatever they want. The same people for my whole life who've been screaming about corporate control, the same people who I guarantee you would love to see the Citizens United decision overturned. Because, wow, we can't let corporations donate money to politics. But we'll let corporations simply decide what we can and can't read, we can and can't hear, we can and can't see. What in the hell is wrong with these people?
That's an in-kind political donation. But talk about the players, because you quantified it beautifully. This is big tech, the richest people in the world, trillion-dollar companies, working in concert. That's a cartel that violates so many laws.
It is a cartel. And the thing is, we should be, anybody who disagrees with you should be just as upset as people who agree with you. That this is, if they think that this is where it ends, you know, right now they may be doing the bidding of the DNC. They may be doing the bidding of the Southern Poverty Law Center. But once they realize they don't need to do anyone's bidding, because the four of them can just sit down and say, who do we want to anoint king this time? Who do we want to anoint as queen this time? What political measures do we want to make sure we get rid of? I mean, why do you think? I mean, I don't know, but why do you think Jeff Sessions is such a useless piece of crap sitting there with his thumb up his ass not doing his job? Where's the DOJ enforcing antitrust laws? I don't know. You know, is he terrified of Silicon Valley, or is he just the nitwit that I thought he was when he got appointed? One way or the other, the DOJ ought to be looking at this. This is an antitrust problem. Nobody cares about that because, you know, sadly, conservatives screamed for years that antitrust shouldn't be enforced. Well, now, guess what? All conservative Americans.
Well, that's why I'm a libertarian. I'm a Christian. I have a lot of conservative values. Also have what you'd call liberal values, and I want freedom. You know, no, and one man's liberal is another man's conservative. And all I know is the left are like frothing authoritarians now. They're not like anybody I knew on the left growing up. And I had big problems with some of the right wing that were out of control, but they were never this organized. They were never this powerful. And again, it's the way they lie about me. They build a straw man, and clearly it's all part of a larger takeover. And I just can't believe that's how they capture you, is that I'm not really who they say I am, but they build this bad guy and then employ the bad doppelganger Alex Jones they built as the tool to kill the First Amendment. This is getting crazy.
Sure, because we're going to be limited to, If you want to get your message out to anybody, I mean, it's funny. They, you know, first they try to choke you off the internet, then they try to choke you out of banking. You know, where you're going to wind up finding that conservatives, if this continues, conservatives are then going to find themselves, hell, trying to get a mortgage, and the bank's going to say, sorry, we noticed that you donated money to the Trump.
They already have universities saying, we don't care, you have a 3.9, you followed Alex Jones. And they're putting that out as a chilling effect. They think we're cowards, and they think people are going to hear this and go, I'm going to back down. If we back down, we lose everything, America. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about everybody. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about your children, Mark. I'm worried about everybody if America doesn't wake up. But I think we're starting to, and I've been told Trump's got executive orders on the banking front as well. Mark Randazzo, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right, coming up, we're going to air some segments from Mike Adams' bombshell video that's up on Infowars.com right now that I need you to go get and to send out. World exclusive. Obama declared martial law, COG provisions before leaving office. Civil emergency still in place. A parallel shadow government is working directly against Trump and American people. Trump must declare new emergency to override civil emergency now in place. They'll call it martial law, like when he pulled out of the TPP, but all he did was pull out of something that was tyrannical, using executive tyrannical powers they'd given him. He's using the fact that they built the president up as a dictator to override them, and they can't stand it. Critical intel straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Share those links. Tell folks about local stations and big specials at Infowarsstore.com. While you can still go there and use PayPal and the payment processors, they're really trying to shut us down. You know, I got a stoic attitude, which is part of the problem. I should be screaming bloody murder right now, but I think listeners get it, so thank you for the support. Without you, the globalists will win. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reason InfoWars is the most banned, most demonized broadcast in the world by the Communist Chinese, by Hollywood, by the globalists, is because we've actually done our research. Now, there is a detailed report on InfoWars.com right now of the greatest magnitude. And you need to go read it. You need to look up the executive orders and understand it. I don't want martial law. I don't want a civil emergency. We're already under one. And the Democrats are operating as if Trump is a rogue government when they're the rogue government. And that's why even Lindsey Graham and others are now saying that there is a bureaucratic coup against Trump. I've been saying this for a year and a half because in their own policy papers they're saying it. But now reading the previous executive orders and civil emergencies put in place by Obama, it all clicked. They're operating under a civil emergency, and that's how they're bypassing Congress and the president. This is incredible information hiding in plain view. Now, Mike Adams has done an hour and 15-minute report. He has all the executive orders, all the text at Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com in this article. I'm going to have time to just play 15 minutes of it or so in this segment and the next, but you've got to go get it, and you've got to share it with everybody. And you've got to tune in tomorrow during the weekday show, and Mike Adams will be in studio. But this is absolutely on target. And so Trump must declare an emergency to override the emergency already in place and recognize this. Again, emergency reports, signed executive orders reveal Trump is planning mass arrests, military tribunals for deep state traitors like Comey, Clinton, and Obama. Here is Mike Adams in the beginning of the report.
About 2 weeks ago, I released a video with the title that Trump only has one path to save America. And in that video, I called for President Trump to release the FISA documents and the FBI documents and other currently classified documents in order to expose the deep state traitors. And last week, President Trump actually issued an order calling for these documents to be declassified. And that's very encouraging because he has taken a very important step to saving this constitutional republic. Now, in this video, I'm going to lay out what's next, because we're going to talk about military tribunals, military police arrests of deep state traitors, and the potential lockdown of the United States under a declared national emergency. And I'll also explain why these are steps that must happen, that we should all support happening, in order to save this republic from deep state traitors who are right now carrying out or attempting to carry out a political coup, an illegal, seditious coup to overthrow this country and nullify the outcome of a democratic election. And they have been caught. It is now admitted out in the open that there is an anti-Trump deep state conspiracy. You know, this has become obvious now for a number of reasons. I'm going to mention some of the documents here. We've got Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, Adam Schiff, and Mark Warner having signed a letter now admitting that they are traitors to America, and they are calling on the FBI and the Department of Justice to defy the United States president in order to cover the deep state's criminal activity and keep it hidden from public scrutiny. So we are calling for the arrest of those individuals and literally thousands of others that I'll get into here in a minute. I just want to mention, too, by the way, I have no idea if President Trump watches these counterthink videos or if his advisors do. There were many people calling for Trump to release those documents, so I'm certainly in no way claiming that I'm the most prominent voice calling for that. There were, you know, Sean Hannity was calling for it. Rush Limbaugh was calling for it. Alex Jones was calling for it. Among all those individuals, I'm one of the much smaller voices in this realm. But I think people appreciate my analysis because it's been very much right on this entire time and also ahead of the curve. And what I'm going to bring you here.
Yeah, Mike, we right send reports to the president, too.
Well, I think it will blow your mind. I think it will open up your understanding of what's about to happen. And also why you should support this lockdown of the country, which some might call martial law. And we need to support the president in this temporary lockdown of the country so that he can clean out the deep state, issue mass arrests for literally thousands of people, and restore the constitutional republic and restore this country to the American people. And so in this analysis, I'm going to just lay out how this can work. Very quickly, though, you know, I'm Mike Adams. I publish hundreds of different websites. Just want to encourage you to visit Trump.news, which covers, of course, President Trump and all this. And I also have Real.video, which may be where you're watching this. And Real.video is the YouTube alternative. And we now have over 30,000 videos posted there from thousands of different channels. And it's growing every day. And it's currently serving over 4 million video minutes per week. So be sure to check out Real.video for other people's views and analysis of this situation. You're going to find a lot of very, very well-informed and intelligent voices there as well. So to understand what's coming, it's there's so many pieces of this moving puzzle. Let me just start with present day news, Brett Kavanaugh. So Kavanaugh is about to be nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court, this last ditch desperate effort by the Democrats to fabricate this complete hoax accusation against him by this woman, Christine Hazy Blazy, who can't remember in what drunken stupor she had interactions with which boys in high school, and can't remember dates or times or anything, just now accuses Brett Kavanaugh. She's worked with this abortion pill pharmaceutical company, where she's served as their biostatistician for several years, and she's co-authored science papers for this company called Corcept. And Corcept offers the RU486 chemical. It's an abortion pill chemical, and some of the revenues depend on abortions remaining legal in the United States. So not only does this accuser against Kavanaugh have a financial conflict of interest that is being completely covered up by the entire media, but she also has zero credibility. She has no evidence, no accurate memory, and she's an anti-Trump activist. By the way, she's been part of the marches. She's donated money to the Democrats. Her attorney was a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton, and so on and so forth. This is a last-ditch desperate effort, but you might wonder, why are they going to such desperate means in order to try to stop Kavanaugh? Here's why. Once Kavanaugh is confirmed and takes his seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, he adds one more vote in favor of these very aggressive executive actions that Trump is about to unleash.
And Kavanaugh agrees with those in his papers.
State. And Kavanaugh needs to be present on the court in order to support Trump's emergency actions, which will be challenged, of course, by crazed, deranged Democrats in the Senate, who many of whom are going to be arrested and tried for treason, by the way, as well as other individuals such as Rod Rosenstein, who is the acting, I think he's the deputy attorney general under Jeff Sessions, who might be a brain dead zombie at this point. We're not sure.
Yeah, he's really the attorney general.
Conscious. We have no idea. He's not present in this world. Is not doing anything. So Rod Rosenstein is running the Department of Justice, and he is using it as a weapon to try to carry out a political coup. Rod Rosenstein is one of many deep state traitors who will be arrested and tried with treason or sedition or some similar crimes and may spend the rest of his life in prison. But and by the way, there are thousands of these people. But how do we get there from where we are now? Well, it turns out that President Trump is, you know, they say he plays 4D chess, right? He's already many moves ahead of the deep state. And all of this has been planned for such a long period of time. And it may even be, there's a theory that Jeff Sessions has been deliberately stepping back and allowing all these people to essentially to take the bait and engage in these deep state activities while Sessions gathers evidence against them. I don't believe in that theory. I think Sessions is just AWOL. But some people have that theory. I thought it's worth mentioning.
All right, folks, we're going to fade this down and come back. The full video is on Infowars.com. It's excellent, and it's on target. But again, we're already under martial law. Obama signed it in. Trump's got to remove it. That's key. Stay with us. It's Sunday night. The live show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more.
Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yes, 13818 as of December 20th, 2017. This is an executive order that was signed by President Trump. And this executive order, as you will soon see, lays the groundwork for the criminal arrest and prosecution of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and other deep state traitors, including James Comey and Loretta Lynch and many others, and Andy McCabe, even John Brennan, and so on. You might say, well, I never heard about that. And that's why you're watching my videos, because we bring you things that you have never heard of in the media, but things that are true that you can verify for yourself. So, again, go to the executive order website on the government's website, 13818, signed on December 20th of 2017. The title of this executive order, signed by President Trump, is, quote, blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Now, you hear that title, you might say, well, what does that have to do with arresting Hillary Clinton? And you have to remember that titles of these documents are irrelevant. It's just like the Senate can pass a new law, and they can call it the Saving the Beautiful Children Act. And the Saving the Beautiful Children Act could be a new law that spies on all American citizens using the NSA looking at all your cell phone traffic or something. In other words, the title has nothing. It doesn't have to have anything to do with what the law actually says. Titles are marketing labels, and they carry zero weight. In other words, titles of executive orders and titles of laws have no legal standing whatsoever. The title here is a deliberate it's a fake by President Trump. It's a fake out to get people to think that it's really about one thing, but actually it's about something totally different. It's actually about arresting deep state traitors. And the way you know this is that if you go into this executive order and you read it, here's what you're going to find. He says, first of all, he declares a national emergency. And this national emergency has been in place since December 20th of 2017. And here it is. Here's the paragraph. This is President Trump. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuses and corruption around the world, again, the word corruption is key here, constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and autonomy of the United States. And I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. Boom! Trump just declared a national emergency. And that was, of course, over a year ago, almost like a year and a half ago. No, I'm sorry, about almost a year ago, December 20th of 2017. So coming up on a year ago. All right, you say, so Trump has declared a national emergency. Why does that matter? A couple more reasons. Stay with me on this. If you continue to read this executive order, it specifically talks about government corruption and the misuse of government resources to aid enemies of the United States. And that those are the people who are going to be essentially arrested and prosecuted and held under military tribunals, which I'll talk about in a second, due to this executive order. Specifically, Hillary Clinton, what did she do? She arranged for the sale of uranium to Russia-linked corporations. It's the Uranium One conspiracy, but it's a true conspiracy, where she and James Comey and Robert Mueller and others, even former U.S. Senator Harry Reid and Barack Obama, they all conspire to sell a strategic supply, a resource that's used in nuclear weapons and nuclear energy, uranium. Sell that out from underneath the United States and put it in the hands of foreign enemies of America, specifically Russia, and then Russia shipped the material to Iran. And then Iran was the recipient of tens of billions of dollars of internationally laundered illegal money that President Barack Obama arranged to have flown into Iran and offloaded on cargo planes, military cargo planes. And Obama, in order to do this, he bypassed all international banking regulations. He committed massive international crimes in order to carry this out. He engaged in massive money laundering. He committed numerous crimes, I mean, dozens of different crimes. And he did this in order to betray the United States by aiding and abetting foreign enemies of America, i.e. granting funding to Iran, as well as technical assistance, as well as uranium fuel, so that Iran could build nuclear weapons ballistic delivery systems in order to threaten America's allies in the Middle East, namely Israel, with nuclear weapons, but also threaten so that Iran could threaten the United States itself. At the same time, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, Barack Obama arranged for Iran to capture a U.S. drone. And the press ran a complete cover story on that. They claimed that Iran was able to do GPS spoofing to hack the drone and make it land on a runway in Iran. That's complete nonsense. First of all, the GPS signals are highly encrypted using, I think, 512-bit encryption. And in order to spoof those signals, you have to have something sitting even between the satellite and the high-altitude drone. You have to have a super high-altitude airplane of some kind, which Iran doesn't even have, and you'd have to have the ability to break 512-bit military encryption in real time. It may even be 1024-bit encryption. And Iran doesn't have that kind of decryption-breaking technology either. Obama arranged for that drone to be flown into Iran and landed there in order to give America's enemies this technology. And he also did the exact same thing with a Navy vessel that he had I forgot the name of the specific vessel, but remember when those U.S. sailors were captured because a Navy vessel went into Iranian waters and then John Kerry got involved and embarrassed the U.S. and bowed down to the enemies? This was all arranged under Barack Obama. So with that in mind, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton has arranged for America's enemies to have uranium fuel from America, and Barack Obama engaged in international money laundering and fraud and the illegal transfer of America's military technology to America's enemies overseas. With that in mind, let's read the rest of this executive order that Trump signed on March 20th of 2017. And it says in one section here that this executive order applies to, quote, to people who are a current or former government official or a person acting for or on behalf of such an official who is responsible for or complicit in or who has directly or indirectly engaged in, number one, corruption, including the misappropriation of state assets. Ring a bell? The expropriation of private assets for personal gain, comma, corruption related to government contracts or the extraction of material resources or bribery. Whoa. Well, does that remind you of anybody? Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton, in her case, she accepted hundreds of millions of dollars in international bribes to her Clinton Foundation, which was a massive money laundering vessel. It was a shell front. They claimed it was a nonprofit. It was actually a money laundering system where she could accept bribes from international, you know, just even enemies of America or international industrialists or other people who had a lot of money overseas, including Russians and so on. And the excuse that was given was that, oh, they were paying her to give a speech. So she would go somewhere and give a speech for 20 minutes, a speech that nobody wants to hear. She's the most boring speaker ever in politics, it seems. And then they would pay her, you know, $50 million. Well, the $50 million isn't for the speech. You know, the $50 million is a bribe, which is mentioned in here, bribery, a bribe for the future influence of a person they thought was going to be the president, President Hillary Clinton. And that as president, she would continue to betray the United States and continue to sell out the U.S. uranium supply and continue to sell out U.S. military secrets and continue Obama's agenda of systematically destroying the culture, destroying the U.S. economy, opening the borders to a floodgate of illegals and causing race war conflict in the United States by heating up racial tensions instead of accomplishing racial healing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we only got to about 17 minutes of this critical report. The full report is on Infowars.com right now. Everything you're hearing about civil unrest and about COG and about stay-behind groups blocking Trump and about mutiny, you heard here in February of last year, 20 months ago, because we are doing our research. That's why they want to shut down. Because if this information gets out, it's over for them. Now, Counterthink with Mike Adams is coming up at Infowars.com/show right after me. And then tomorrow, he'll be in studio. I'm an expert. He's an expert. We're going to be laying it all out. I'm going to be talking to members of Congress tonight when I get off air about this situation, just like we raise the alarm about what's happening with the internet censorship and cause a chain reaction. We're going to do it again thanks to you, the power of not just the American people, but the people of the world. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, next year's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.